true compassions of life, though we fight. We are companions on the path, we are at the end of color. True compassions of life, though we fight, we are companions on the path, we are at the end of color. Yes, three or four advertisements have also come in for our television channel. We were in a trial phase with the television to see if they would jam us with static or not, what problems would arise and what wouldn't. Now, one or two of them have said, okay. Most people listen to the TV on their phones for our radio app, and it's not a big deal. One or two of them have also taken a liking to Restart. They say not to make the TV political and all that, and our main focus is on Restart anyway. Maybe in a month, we'll say, let's extend it. We are always thinking, let it be there so you guys can start listening to the Restart programs, those of us inside and outside the country. And now this is also clear, 45 restarts, we are at your service for 45 episodes. Love is fire, as Hafez proclaimed. It's explained very clearly, as Sheikh Baha'i also says. Anything other than the spirit of the beloved was wrong. Whatever we did besides this work was wrong. Only love for that being can save you and me. I have a few points to make, then let's move to the next valley in this program. Recently, many people are saying on Facebook, or for example on Instagram and Telegram and such, that all these programs were broadcast, but we didn't understand the topic. He says if someone comes and tells you, I know the perfect human, they are definitely either a stooge from the Ministry of Intelligence or they are lying. A minor schmuck like Hosseini cannot possibly explain the whole. It's a joke for me to say, I know the perfect human. Anyone who finds the perfect human cannot even speak of it. The moment you say it, you are lying. Oh, he's in such and such country. My thinking is like this. He had two medals like that. This is all a lie. Don't argue in the comments either, because this is the result. Restart followers aren't supposed to argue with anyone. That's why when there are two people more than us who are completing each other's thoughts, I completely delete both of their posts, because discussion is not meant to happen there. Does anyone have a direct question they want to ask? The comments under a program where I post Restart, for instance, are full of narratives and hadiths. Aren't a few sentences from this Restart program seen in those comments? Why? But the narration and hadiths begin right in these comments. Everyone has a theory. Only a Sufi can introduce the perfect human, and not even all Sufis. Of 100,000 bodies, only one is a Sufi. And the only one who can introduce the perfect human is someone who has understood the perfect human, meaning they must have traveled the 18,000 worlds. And you see that in the books of great mystics like Attar and Khayyam, Ferdowsi, Hafez, Rumi. None of them mention the name of the perfect human of their own era. And don't think they couldn't bring it up. They didn't have the guts to bring it up. I'm stating this very forcefully. It takes guts to name a name. For me to have brought it up. Did you really have the guts, having gone to 18,000 worlds and come back? Yeah, we know him too. Impossible. You're definitely lying. Because if you knew, you couldn't say. The ways of reaching Gmail are as numerous as the souls of humanity. The ways of reaching Google are as numerous as the souls of humanity. Everyone can become higher than Google. It's my Gmail, you can't have my Gmail. Yeah, I have their Gmail too. Gmail is a station. They are supposed to arrive, they will come into my Gmail. Unless you've hacked me to be able to see your Gmail too. That's why this is all a joke. Please. Now, it's possible that among these 30, 40, 50,000 comments left for me, many people's thinking is genuinely similar to mine, but it wasn't. You had. Restart followers need to be very careful, because Restart has become dangerous. When a program is heard by millions, its significance is immense, and we must be precise. Today we might make a small digression to speak in the language of the Basijis and the Revolutionary Guards and so on. One of the other goals of this program is to attract some of these poor souls who, out of ignorance or error or the repetition of superstitions, have ended up in places listening to certain people's words without understanding a thing, because those speakers don't understand anything to convey. Today we will probably say one or two small things about this to see what it contains. The Valley of Unity. The Valley of Unity is a valley where the message is this. When someone understands this valley, they realize that everyone, absolutely everyone on planet Earth from the beginning of creation until now, understands nothing. The Valley of Unity further declares that all clergy throughout history, except for a very small number who have permission from the perfect human, meaning that Pope or that Cardinal or that priest in Christianity who has permission from the perfect human under their fingertips, or in Sunni Islam from the perfect human, or in Shia Islam or in other religions among the Jews, except for this small number, the rest of them will have such hell raised upon them that the first saying, "Love is fire," as proclaimed or Jackass, sits on this. It sits perfectly on this complete verse. He says it from the poem like this: "Love is fire, as the Jackass proclaimed." Like Hafez, you recite the Quran from memory with 14 narrations. The Quran was a book about the spiritual states of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and only those who lived during the time of Muhammad ibn Abdullah are saved. Now, if you find the perfect human today and go to him, and he tells you to go read the gospel, that's great. Read it. Because he plants a seed in you so that you understand the content completely. He said, read the Quran, read it. Man, Molavi says it, Sham says it, Baba Tahir says it. He said, drink wine, drink it. What is he saying? That beautiful one told you, sir, read the Torah too. Read the Psalms of David too. Read it. The rest can't read, because the more they read, the deeper they go, the deeper their mistakes become. In the beginning, they don't know many things either. I'm telling you, don't ask questions. This is how Restart will answer you and me. The Quran that was written in the early days was without diacritical marks, meaning you could read Dhahab as Dhahabu. It had no Kasra, no Fata, nothing. For our dear Farsi-speaking listeners everywhere in the world to know what this means, imagine I publish a book without dots. Well, if you remove the two dots from T and put one below, it becomes B. It can be interpreted in any way. If I give you a 300-500-page book with no dots, wherever you place the dot reflects your perspective. We say, it's not necessary, execute him. You read, it is not necessary to execute him. What are we saying and what are you saying? And citing the Quran without the permission of the perfect human or the Torah and the Gospel and any book is wrong. Wrong. Why? Because no one gets anywhere by just reading. This Quran that these dear friends talk about, some of its sentences are truly... Firstly, Sufism has a different perspective and its dialect and speech are different, which as we move forward slowly, because I promise to go slowly, I will slowly explain what it contains. Before we enter the Valley of Unity, I have to... a little secret. Have you thought about it just a little bit? The secret, really, some of these things you've thought about them and not understood, or we haven't thought about them and not understood. Someone who says, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa lillahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulu lillah, or gets up and goes into the middle of a church and says, I want to be a Christian and so on. Is this person within the fold of Islam or Christianity? Is there a path to salvation? You've understood this because I've said it many times in this program. We realize that, sir, by saying the words, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, these 1.4 billion people are all up in the air. Why? Because Abu Sufyan said the exact same thing. Ibn Muljam al-Muradi said the exact same thing. Ibn Sa'd said the exact same thing. Throughout, Muawiyah said the exact same thing. Yazid said the exact same thing. Shuraih ibn al-Qadi said the exact same thing. Talha said the same thing. Zubair said the same thing. Salman said the same thing. They all said the same thing. The program is, that good or bad makes no difference. And why do you say they are in hell with the words, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa lillahu. Зрение вы говорите, что вы входите в fold of Islam, and vice versa. You haven't paid attention to this, vice versa. He says, I don't believe in God. He doesn't believe until the last second of his death. it's not certain that this person will go to hell. Just as you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa lillah. Zrenia, it's not certain that you will go to heaven. You didn't understand this. Let Hegel say whatever he wants to say. You'll understand at the moment of his death. Until the moment of his death, it will become clear what this person... We're used to it. We unfortunately have so many psychological problems. A man like Edison came and invented electricity, and he's put on the same level as an Ayatollah. Someone else came and studied ants. Another one, I don't know, Mendeleev, now these are mystics, came and drew a table, these... We consider all of them infidels, because they had a glass of whiskey. There is no God, so he's right. All the people who, until the last moment of their death, say, Sir, we are infidels, there is no God, there is no God, at the last moment. That's correct. It's also not known what their station is, because it's not about words and chatter, it's about the beginning of a state. Neither the Christian and the Muslim are in a state of beginning, nor is the one who says God doesn't exist. Your fight over these thousands of years has been the most ridiculous kind of fight. Neither of you has seen anything, and you keep fighting. And the difference between you and the godless is that these godless people at least explained the verses and signs from the books, an explanation that you did not understand. Badly, you did not understand this explanation. Badly, you did not understand this explanation. Unity tells us that the clergy of all religions are hellbound. Why? Because at this moment, as I am about to explain the valley of unity, you can finally say, Kul huwa lillahu ahadun. Say, He is Allah, the One. There is no God but Allah. La ilaha illa lillah. Until you understand this unity, you won't understand. The valley of unity has no middle ground. This is the important point. In this unity, you are either in the sludge or you are saved. The valley of unity has absolutely no middle. Meaning, if I tell two lies, gossip twice, drink four times, pray four times without permission, and do two Imam Hossein things without permission, I'll get slapped twice. And two snakes, as you say, will come into my grave, and two pressures and two kicks, and then I'll go to heaven. But in the valley of unity, you have no path to success. You are either in hell or in heaven. That's why all those who do not accept the unity of being, all the clergy in the world who do not accept the unity of being, that is, those who are Aristotelian instead of Platonist, all of them are called into question with this very valley of unity of Attar. Meaning the valley of unity of Attar was stated for this reason. Meaning Attar put this out to question all the clergy of the world. There are other secrets in it that we will slowly pay attention to. After this valley of unity comes the station of solitude and abstraction. Solitude comes to you, meaning Sufism and mysticism. In one couplet, it explains Sufism and mysticism. It says, after this valley, the valley of unity is a station in which there is Sufism and mysticism, solitude and abstraction, a type of Sufism and mysticism. Meaning, if you want to see the definition and concept of solitude, it means to withdraw, to take a corner, to distance oneself from people, to become a jurist. If we mix up Mr. Hosseini John and Hosseini, then let them call this the valley of the jurist, for example, or let them say, we are the Pope. We are the Pope. We are the valley of the jurist. All religions have a valley of the jurist. The rabbis have it, meaning the Jews have it, the Christians have it, and the Muslims have it too. It says, becoming a jurist is in the valley of unity, in this valley, meaning anyone who claims to be the guardian jurist must have passed through this valley, meaning he has passed the valley of love, passed knowledge, passed this valley, passed contentment, and has reached a valley called unity. Can he become a guardian jurist then? Number. He has to have been given permission. For this reason, the conditions for a guardian jurist throughout the world, throughout the entire world, even the Pope, is to be obedient to the Master's command. Meaning they must have certainly seen that beautiful one and received direct permission from that beautiful one. it says after this valley of unity, the station of solitude will come to you, abstraction will come to you. What does abstraction mean? It means abandoning worldly attachments and affairs and dedicating oneself to obedience and worship. To be let go of the world in solitude, it is precisely explaining the conditions for a guardian jurist. It says, one, he must be obedient to the master's command, meaning he must have found the perfect human. If he has found the perfect human, if he has passed the valley of self-sufficiency, then there is no resentment. He cannot be neurotic, he cannot be stubborn, he cannot declare that so-and-so should be killed or so-and-so should be beaten. He can't say, sir, I am a Christian, the Pope of the world, expel Hosseini from America. They'd say, shut up, you've passed the valley of self-sufficiency, you can't make such mistakes. He has passed its valley, he can't make such mistakes. Someone who becomes a jurist with permission, obedient to the master's command, with the permission of the perfect human, whoever he may be in the world. Even the kings of Saudi Arabia consider themselves the guardian jurist, the awl wal amr munkum, holders of authority among you. What does it mean to have passed the valley of self-sufficiency? It means if I come to the door of the Saudi kings in the morning and say, your sister, your mother, your uncle, your aunt, I take the microphone and curse his wife, his sister, his mother, his uncle, his aunt, whatever comes out of my mouth, in a state of contentment, he opens the door, comes out and says, do you have a problem I can solve? I say, why are you so kind? He says, because in the words of Khwaja Abdullah Ansari and other mystics and people of Sufism, whoever comes through the door, give them bread and do not ask of their faith, for he who is worthy of a soul is surely worthy of bread. In the valley of self-sufficiency that you have passed, you have entered the valley of unity, and only then can you have the guardianship of the jurist, meaning from these people who have entered the valley of unity, Mr. Pope, Mr. So-and-so, I don't know what. The order comes. Listen, Mullah. Listen, you idiot. Now that you've passed completely, you enter the Valley of Unity, where there are fewer than 50 people in the world. From these 50, 60, 70 people, one can be, because he is the guardian jurist, who must have the conditions. He must have abstraction and solitude. It is a station. Do you know what a station is? The place of descent. It is the station of solitude and abstraction. He must have passed this valley, so he must be the master's. Now he is also the guardian jurist. So whose life does he make hell? If the government becomes a Sufi government, this is how it is. In a Sufi government, you stole something, I stole something, a minister somewhere stole something, that minister could get 50 years in prison. For me, 1 or 2 days. And the official must prove that everything was provided for this person not to steal, yet he did. Meaning tomorrow morning I go into a grocery store, I pick up a bag of chips or some food and walk out. In a Sufi country, they arrest the official in charge there. If I were king, I would arrest the official of that district, the police chief there. I'd say, please come here. I'd say it like this, if you please. I'd say, this man has stolen. According to Islamic or Christian custom, you say we are Muslim, so his hand should be cut off. That's what you say, right? He says, yes, yes, we've heard that. He says, well, okay. Now, since I can't cut this man's hand for stealing chips, I must first cut your hand. He asks, why me? We say, you are the one responsible. Please prove why. Now I'm making it personal. This hand-cutting thing is a mockery. I'm being facetious. He means an ass-kicking. That which belongs to God and to the Divine Father and Mother again. Meaning the physical parents and the first divine parent, the perfect human, which has no connection to that God, which is the essence. No one dares to touch my body. I've said it 1,000 times. No one in the world dares. I can cuss out everyone's mother and father, and no one dares to touch me, to lay a hand on me, to touch me. My body doesn't belong to them. My body doesn't even belong to me to commit suicide or cut my hand, pull a knife, or punch a wall with both fists. When I, who am its owner, I who own my body cannot even punch a wall, then what damn right do you have as a torturer in Evin prison to torture me? Who the hell do you think you are? They will destroy you. All your high-ranking officials must be held accountable. The body belongs to the perfect human. The electron in the hand is being spun by him. He is the origin. And after that, only my father and mother could slap my butt when I was a child, and even then, gently, they don't have the right to do it left and right. Only the father and mother have the right with a child. Now he's angry. He says, shut up. The body is not yours to guard. Yes. Here in the land of Sufism, he calls the official over, come here. He says, you must prove that all of this man's needs, his conditions were met. The first thing they do is go to the house and ask, sir, is your situation good? He says, no, I'm unemployed. He says, well, the head of the department, that person becomes responsible that in his city, in his Narmak district, one person is unemployed. The mother and father of that official must be dealt with. So Sufism only makes life hell for the officials, only the people. Right now, all the presidencies in the world have not come about so that a country of Sufism does not exist, because it has nothing to do with the people. It doesn't punish the person in charge. Don't think so. It's obvious. He must prove it. He must look into why I didn't have a job, why my wife was hungry last night. Every single member of the law enforcement must come and answer. The police must come and answer. The Basiji must come and answer. One by one, they must come and answer to us. Sir, why? Why is this man hungry? Where the hell were you? This is called solitude and abstraction. That man becomes the guardian jurist. The definition of the guardian jurist is in the Valley of Unity. After this Valley of Unity, the station of solitude and abstraction will come to you. Faces will come to you, and when they emerge from this desert, all heads will rise from a single collar. Whether you see many numbers or few, that one is in this path within the one. When many are one within one continuously, that one within one is one completely. It is not that one that comes to you as a number, from that one that comes to you within a number, as it is beyond number, see, as it is beyond number from eternity. Avert your gaze from the beginning and from the end. When the beginning is lost, the end is also eternal. For both, what remains in the middle is nothing. When all is nothing, this nothing is all. What was two origins except the former all? I swear on my mother's death you haven't understood a thing. Honestly, I'll read it again to see which idiot understands this from a mullah. He recited 8 couplets and you understand nothing. By God, I'll read it again. Listen, you idiot, listen, you mullah. If you can interpret it, I'll understand. After this Valley of Unity, the station of solitude and abstraction will come to you. Faces will come to you, and when they emerge from this desert, all heads will rise from a single collar. Whether you see many numbers or few, that one is in this path within the one. When many are one within one continuously, that one within one is one completely. It is not that one that comes to you as a number, from that one that comes to you within a number, as it is beyond number, and this from number. Avert your gaze from the beginning and from the substitute. When the beginning is lost, the substitute is also eternal. For both paths, what remains in the middle is nothing. The filth goes and reads the Sahifa Sajadiya. Utterly shameless. Utterly. Morning comes, he starts an Imam Hussein procession. The mullah sits and reads the Sahifa Sajadiya. You donkey, the Sahifa Sajadiya. He became God's intimate. He merged with God. And then in that, he sat and recited a prayer. They call it the prayer of, I don't know, Simat. He picked up a prayer and recited, O God, your lips to my lips, O God, let me kiss your cheek. You know what it's like? It's like me going to Tehran tomorrow, to the house of this Qasem Soleimani guy, the one who goes around, the martyr of, you know, the defender of the shrine. And I go into his house and steal a kiss from his mother's cheek. You'd say, you put my mother to bed and stole a kiss. They say, your father ate this shit too. They say, Haji Hosseini, if my father kisses my mother's cheek, he is her intimate. You shameless bastard, how were you in my mother's bedroom stealing a kiss from her cheek? Sir, if he recited the Sahifa Sajadiya, he was an intimate. He was lip to lip with God. That's why he said those things. You moron. I go and he sits there, I don't know, reading the Dua Kumail. You cow, he has become an intimate. He has merged. It's like you as Obama's best friend saying, Obama, hello, would you please kiss me? Then the commander of the Revolutionary Guard comes and says, Obama, kiss me. You read Kumail. You sit and read the Dua Kumail without the permission of the perfect human. They play the dawn prayer. They sit in the first row and the Arab will take your aunt, this cow, and he reads it in Arabic so you don't understand a thing. It's like me reading in Tehran tomorrow, and the Tehranis are reading Shingawi, Dubraran, Chigindi, Varan, gibberish, and people are beating themselves up. Well, it's foreign. You donkey, are you beating the hungry Obama for nothing? What are you getting from this? You read Dua Kumail, he is with God, you idiot. He has merged with God. He, with the permission of the perfect, has passed the valleys, has reached a certain state, a certain awe, a certain passion. In this state of passion and ecstasy, you've turned discipline into chatter. You're just blabbering, and the rest cry because of your fuzzy beard that shakes, because a lost goat cries. The one sitting in front knows this story of Molavi that you tell. He was sitting in front of the pulpit. The mullah was talking about Hussein ibn Ali, and this man was crying. At the end of the session, he turned to the audience and said, if a heart is a pure heart, it is this one that is crying. Father, what did you understand? The father stood up, cleared his throat and said, by God, I didn't understand anything. I had a goat that was lost and your beard looked like my goat's. When you spoke, your beard would shake and I would remember my goat, so I was crying. There's a message in this. It's saying, Hosseini, my dear, that guy you see sitting in the front row crying like a goat, he's there for the money, he has financial problems, his check bounced, he thinks maybe there's a way out in this. He sees the mullah, he sees those few goats, his problems are like that. All those who sit there don't sit there for that reason. He reads Dua Kumail. How do you read it? That's the question. These verses I read to you from the Valley of Unity, which basically no one will understand. When I read and explain them to you, they say that only Hosseini was right. It emphasizes this word only. It says, this restart, please, the beautiful one spoke correctly. What did Hosseini say? If Mr. Atar, that Hosseini was right, it says Hosseini made a very profound statement. La ilaha illa huwa, there is no God but he. Only that one is the one who is not one, is not part of the one, is part of the unity. There is no God but he. He had read it before. He says that many are one within one. Whether you see many numbers or few, that one is in this path, within the one. He says this one is not one. What Hosseini said is correct. The unity of being is ahad, one, not a single unit, wahid. God is ahad, not unit. Unit means the perfect human. It means one. Unit means a single one, meaning the perfect human. You want me to prove it? Yes. Mr. Istamdi, for those who make claims and sit around interpreting for yourselves, you do Dua Kumail, and then you interpret the Quran too. Go to Surah Ra'd. Your verse 15 is written there too. It says, Kul man rabbu samawati wal ard. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? It's asking a direct question, very clearly. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? As I begin this, see my beautiful one says, if the idol maker knew what the idol is, he would be certain that religion is in idol worship. He says if the one making the idol understood the concept of the idol, he says, if the idol maker knew what the idol is, he would understand that. Religion means restart, is precisely in idol worship. Ali is God. God, Ali, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you see units, if you see numbers, you've understood nothing. But if you see this Father, Son, Holy Spirit in the one Ahad, then the Christians are completely right. The Son is God. It's completely correct. Jesus is the Son of God. It is blasphemy in chatter. It is blasphemy. In the state of passion, whatever he says is correct. I want to say that don't just think that Sufism came and explained in the Muslim's Quran so that these 1.4 billion people who are dull-witted, not sharp-witted, I am the dull-witted one, let them be sharp-witted, or that it didn't just come to explain some verses in the gospel so that these 2-3 billion Christians, I am the dull-witted one, let them be sharp-witted, or that it didn't just come to explain the Torah. It has explained it everywhere. A clear question, verse 15 of Surah Ra'd asks, say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? It answers itself, meaning it itself says, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? And he himself says, and say, Allah, وَقُلِ اللَّهُ. And he said, and say, it is Allah, meaning the perfect human, Alif, Lam, the idol, Ilah. If he has made an idol, it means he who understands what an idol is, this very Alif and Lam is the idol. The definite article, Al and Lam, made it a specific idol. It says, say, who is the pulsating Lord of the heavens and the earth? It says it is the perfect human. It itself says, say it is the perfect human. Say it, then have you taken besides him protectors? Now, what is the reason for my statement? It says, then say, have you taken besides him protectors who possess no power to benefit or harm even themselves? It's saying, you who know that the perfect human is the creator of space and time, you then go and suck up to the underlings of the king of Saudi Arabia for money, you're looking for other masters. The Arabic doesn't matter, it says master. It uses the word vali, it says, besides the perfect human, you have taken another. Here it doesn't say who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. It says it is Allah. It's done with just one word. It says, then why don't you understand? And instead of clinging to the rope of Allah altogether, hablallah jami'an, as you yourself say, to touch this specific rope, Mr. Christian, Muslim and Jew, you've created a religion of Islam, a religion of Kumail, a ridiculous religion, and you make claims too. So in every age, a master is standing. You don't listen. Vali means the first one. So in every age, there is one of these first ones. You don't listen. It's saying it clearly within it. Instead of listening to the words of this perfect human, you have clung to others for the sake of money, position, and power, and you have imagined partners for this Allah. You create partners for him, thinking their creation is the same. What does it say at the end? What's interesting at the end? And he is the one, the overpowering. وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. And he is the Vahid, the one. The word Vahid is with he is the one. The word is that same being. Meaning the world was created in the form of a human, the perfect human. And it directly says, I did this. In your Surah Ra'd, as we go higher, it says, and for every people there is a guide. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. Verse 6, every nation has a guide, Hadi, a Mahdi, for every people a guide. Every nation has a guide, a director in the universe. It has a Mahdi. Had means guide, Hadi, meaning Mahdi, meaning the Imam of the age, meaning master, meaning elder, meaning mentor, meaning pole, meaning Messiah, meaning prophet, meaning seer, meaning whatever, Imam of the age, whatever you call it. For every people there is a guide. Every nation has an imam of the age. It explains it so beautifully. So what do you want to explain? The Quran doesn't belong to you to explain. Here it says, when many are one within one continuously, that one within one is one completely. This is the same story of the jug that I told in the previous program, where Rumi told Shams, go bring water from over there. He said, there are two jugs, from which one should I bring water? He said, there is only one. He said, there are two. He said, break one of them and bring water from the other. He went and broke one and saw there was only one jug. He said, the duality goes away when this first one in your eyes is crooked. This is how we understand. As it is beyond Ahad, the one essence, it explains it beautifully here. As it is beyond Ahad and this from number, avert your gaze from the beginning and from the end. When the beginning is lost, the end is also eternal. For both, what remains in the middle is nothing. When all must be nothing, this nothing is all. What must be, the origin is all but the former. It is beautifully explaining the difference between Vahid, the single one, and Ahad, the essential one. It says Vahid means the perfect human, Allah means the perfect human, and Ahad means Hu, Hua, meaning the essence of God, which cannot be spoken of at all. Now look how idiotic we are. We've even studied this in our high schools. Let's see, we Muslims have psychological problems. We categorize unity. Why? Because they kept reading the Quran, reading the Hadiths and so on, and saw they couldn't define unity, which we have now started its valley. What did they do? They said, sir, unity has several types. Unity of actions, unity of essence, your subject of attributes, for example, unity of worship. Why? Because they said, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Gracious and merciful are attributes. For this reason, we can't solve it anymore. This means that gracious and merciful must be names of Allah, not God himself. They couldn't find an answer, so they said, this is the unity of attributes, meaning you must accept that these attributes belong to God. The definition of unity of essence was clear. What does it mean? It means unity belongs to the essence. The essence of God is also not visible. This they can define. They also came up with unity of actions for the things that have been done. They came up with unity of ownership, unity of lordship. Because they couldn't find a way to make it work, because they were stuck, it was such a mess, they couldn't differentiate. So they said, well, the best thing to do is, let's categorize. These are Japanese, these are Italian. They couldn't distribute humanity. They said, well, these are all white, those are black. They didn't know. Yeah, I think those are African. What are these red ones? I think these are red-skinned. He categorized. Unity means one. Two unities by definition means two, which means one. That was the whole point of this poem. Unity means you reach a degree in mysticism where you understand that you, the perfect human, you get confused between the perfect human and God. Then you say, Mr. Rumi, there are two jugs. One is the perfect human from whom you want me to bring wine, and there is another jug. Which one should I bring? Then Molavi answers you, because it is the valley of unity. Bring from the other one. When you break it, you understand that there is only one jug in the middle, and this is called unity. We have explained it very briefly. In the coming weeks, as the valley of unity opens up more, the number of people entering, then we can pull the flush, and it will be revealed, unfortunately. We leave you to the essential one and the manifest one. Until next week, farewell.